This is Voices of Our World. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. Although some women choose to become sex workers, most do it out of economic desperation. The Center for Social Integration for Women in São Paulo, Brazil, provides information and training to prostitutes. Mary Nolay missioner Joanne Blaney will help us speak with Anna, a former prostitute who has become a successful seamstress. SISMI, or the Social Integration Center for Women in São Paulo, Brazil, is a place where prostitutes can come to learn about their own bodies and their children's health. Joanne Blaney discusses abuse, violence, prostitution, and hope for change.
Problems related to prostitution and domestic violence are very complex because they're all mixed in with the social, economic patterns of a country, of a city, family relationships, appearance, as well as societal values, and how a person's self-esteem gets affected by all of that, and how much confidence or not they have to go forward with their life. And I think, for me, the important thing always is that women feel like, no, I don't need to stay in this situation of violence or in this situation of oppression. This is not the end for me. There is a way out.
Can you give us a kind of an overall picture of prostitution in São Paulo specifically?
Most of the women who are prostitutes in São Paulo do come to the center of the city to work because 95% of the women we work with, no one in their family knows that that is the work they are doing. For most of the women, if not all, it is the only economically viable alternative that they have found to survive with their family. Almost all of them have children, and the greatest fear always is to have enough to eat, a place to sleep, and that their children can get an education and have a life different from the lives that the women have today.
Now, the other day we were walking here in the middle of town, and you said those two blondes are working, and then those women over there, they're working too, but they earn very different amounts. Can you talk about how much a prostitute might earn?
The Praça da Sé is the exact center of the city of São Paulo, and it's the area that is the lowest price paid for a woman prostitute. And it can be as low as $2 up to $5 that a man would pay. Just 3-minute walk away is another little Praça. And this Praça is in front of all the justice buildings of the city. And in that area, there is great competition, and you have to be a young prostitute, and you have to be beautiful and very well-dressed. And the women there would receive sometimes as high as 10 times or 20 times more than the women at the Praça da Sé. And many of these young girls, usually from age 16 on, when you talk to them or invite them to come to our center to learn some things about health issues, or to take a workshop to learn how to generate some income, their response is always the same. No, I'm only going to be in this for 1 year, and I'm going to save some money and go to the university or buy a house, and I'm not going to stay in prostitution. And when we talk to the older women, some of whom have been in prostitution for 30, 40 years, many of them say, that was me 40 years ago.
How much money would a single woman have to have in order to live a very basic, simple life?
Well, a majority of the population in Brazil live on a minimum salary or less than a minimum salary per month. And a minimum salary at this time is $60, $55 a month. That would be the basic for a single woman, a little bit more for a mother with children.
SISMI developed an income-generating program to train women to sew, knit, weave, quilt, and make crafts. This safe space has enabled a few women to leave prostitution. In a fluorescent-lit back room of what looked like an abandoned building in central São Paulo, three women were hunched over their sewing machines, frantically producing sheets, pillowcases, and quilts. We invited Anna to explain why the rush. Joanne Blaney translates.
Eu estava fazendo capa de almofada que é para o Senac
I was sewing a pillowcase and a quilt because we're preparing for a new exposition of our materials at Sanaki. And Sanaki is a group of commercial businesses in Sao Paulo that ask us to display our goods in different centers throughout the city. And so we're happy to do that because it gives us some work. And we also work with other NGOs and entities displaying our goods and selling our goods.
Can you actually make a living sewing?
I save a lot, and I have to do that in order for me to survive. So I think, yes, I can survive doing this. I've had to leave behind my former life and start a new life when I came here and began to take some courses.
Can you tell us what was your life before you came here?
I always worked. At one time I was a cook, and I really liked that kind of work. But because of the economy, I was dismissed, as many others were in this restaurant. And then I had an accident, a car accident, and I was very ill and I couldn't work. I couldn't get work then because of the economy, so just to survive, I entered prostitution. It was the only way I could see that I could survive because I was without food, without a place to live, without everything. And I worked for 3 years as a prostitute. And after I began coming here to the center, I still worked as a prostitute for 1.5 years, and I didn't know how to do anything else. That was the bottom line. And I needed to eat, sleep, and just have the basics taken care of. So I left prostitution little by little, and for the last 1.5 years, I have not had to work as a prostitute, but it's because of the work that I'm doing right now. I don't ever want to return to that work because I had to basically, whatever man came along that was going to pay, I had to accept it in order to survive. And I was very mistreated by many of the men, and I don't want to have to do that again in my life.
Can you describe a typical day of how you survived before coming here?
Quando eu era prostituta, eu trabalhava na rua.
I worked on the street at night. I usually arrived at 7 and I stayed till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. And during the days, I always get up early because I always looked for work and sometimes got work working as a domestic, cleaning someone's house, washing people's clothes, taking care of children. I did both things. I worked during the day and at night, but many times it was hard to find work during the day. When I first began, I worked for 3 months as a prostitute at the Praça da Sé during the day, and I did not like that because of the type of clients that were there. So afterwards, I would go to the streets at night, and if I could get 3 or 4 clients that night, I would go home. Sometimes I would have one client who gave me a little bit extra money, and I would be able then to survive for the next 24 hours, and so I would leave after one client. I didn't like it, but I had no other choice.
What were you most worried about when you had to work all those jobs?
Trabalhar à noite sempre é muito estressante.
I was very stressed working both at night on the streets and trying to work during the day. My mind and my body and my spirit were nothing but tired. Too many things happening, and I just tried to have the consciousness that it's very difficult, but I will be able to get through this.
And did you have any other women that would help you or any other friends that either were going through the same thing or were a network that you could rely on for anything, even just to talk?
Não, quando eu fui para trabalhar na noite, eu fui sozinha, eu não fui com ninguém.
No, really, I didn't have other friends or other women. When I decided to go to the streets at night, I went alone. When I first separated from my husband years ago, for 6 months I worked in a club, and that was extremely difficult, and I saw the other side of life. And when I came to Sao Paulo and got the job in the restaurant, I was so happy that I was finally working at something with dignity. But after this accident and I had to return to the streets, I know that if I make a mistake, I made it alone, and I won't throw any guilt on top of anyone else. It's hard, but I think for me, being a prostitute, it was better that I do it sozinha, because there's a lot of fights among the women on the street.
So how did you find out about this organization, and how did you feel when you came?
Eu conhecimento porque eu estava trabalhando na Praça da Sé na época.
I was working at the Praça da Sé, and a friend of mine received one of the papers from the house here, and she passed it on to me, and then I met the educators who came to work on the street, and I liked them, and so I decided to come here to get to know what the house was like. And the first week I registered in the sewing course. And since that day, I really love coming here.
Which courses were you most attracted to?
Tem a costura, tem o tear, teve aula de culinária, sabonete.
I've pretty much done everything here: sewing, weaving, macrame, how to make dolls, how to make animals. And there's a course that's a dance course, and I don't participate in that. I'm not big on speaking about myself, because after the accident, I've had problems with my head, and so I don't like to speak a whole lot about myself, but I have a psychologist that I go to who helps me individually.
What would you tell other women about this particular project?
Ah, eu sempre convido alguém para vir, que eu vejo que está numa situação igual já, pelas situações que eu já passei, eu sempre convido para vir, para participar, para frequentar, aprender a fazer alguma coisa.
I always invite other women in situations of prostitution to come here. And I try to tell them that it's important that they learn to do something else with their life. And also, what I've learned here is that I have capacity to do something different. And many of the women don't know their capacity. They think that they know nothing and this is their only option. But I tell them that, no, if you come here, you can learn to do something different that will help you. And it's been wonderful for me to be here because I've been encouraged by everyone here. They help me to see that I can build my future the way I want to build my future, and that I can construct it in a different way. And I tell the women on the street and those women who are here who are still in prostitution, I try to explain to them that when you're older, it's going to be much more difficult, and it's going to be difficult if you have to go begging from house to house. But the most important thing is that I've learned, and I think other women need to learn, that I do have capacity to do something different. And it's very gratifying to me when people come and they buy my products and I can see in their eyes that they like what I'm doing. It's very gratifying. I think the teachers, the coordinators here are absolutely wonderful, and they've really helped me with my life.
What desperate measures have you had to take to make ends meet? Email us. Go to www.voicesofourworld.org. Just click on Contact Us or call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. Well, that's all for this week, and thanks for listening. Mary Knoll Lay Missioner Joanne Blaney, Aparecida, and Anna are just some of the voices of our world. This week's show was produced by Eleanor Ostrinsky, and I'm your host, Eileen Bott. Our website is www.voicesofourworld.org. You can listen, learn more about today's guests and topics, and answer our weekly question. Check it out, www.voicesofourworld.org. To learn more about Mary Knoll or try Mary Knoll Magazine in English or Spanish, call 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. And please join us next time for more Voices of Our World.